this, let me read some of the things that I got so that it would help. By next week, hopefully, we'll be able to bring somebody who can run this through with us. This is one of them. It says, our armed forces must train very well on both conventional and irregular warfares on the current problems at hand. That is CityCoin. I don't know. CityCoin training for both must be on different types of terrains we have. Consequently, there are different methods of conduct of operations by the conventional forces and SOF. It should be recalled that the initial toppling of the Taliban's government was carried out by 11 A teams of 11 men each, and then the conventional troops took over the operation. We must put at the back of our minds that SOF doesn't engage in a prolonged operation. In most cases, they are precursors of most operations and force multipliers by carrying out daring operations. And so it goes long into a long military jargon. What is most important here is that you do have some forces under the Navy sometimes, like the Navy SEALs. Okay, you do have that dispensation that can dictate that they might not necessarily be sailors. That's what I am being told here. So I have, you know, there's a lot of military jargon here that is trying to put some, but I don't want to bore you with it all because even I don't understand. I'm seeing Chinook, Black Hawk, Bradley tanks, and ASOC, and so on and so forth. All these are military jargon. But somebody wrote this. He says, sometimes ago I answered this question. The U.S. Navy still have a training area in Nevada. Now, Nevada is a desert. It's desert-like as well. There is no sea there, but some desert condition. Okay? I was invited as guest of honor during the passing out ceremony of multinational SEAL team by whoever it was, and then by some Navy thing. It says, a Nigerian Navy SBS was part of the graduates. It is known fact that the SEAL operates anywhere on Earth. Consequently, the CNS is putting similar institution in Kano because our SBS, I don't know what that is, are supposed to be SOF and not SOF. Anyway, there seems, where I'm going is that there seems to be some kind of rationale for wanting to open a naval base in Kano. And I think part of the thinking is that we will, for a while, we are going to have a lot of challenges in the north. And that is probably why you have that naval base there. But I just wanted to quickly put this in perspective so that it doesn't look as if one was unduly critical. What we did was just to ask questions, because for us, as a bloody civilian, once I hear Navy, I think of water. Yeah, you know, once I hear Navy, I think of water. It might interest some of you to know that there was a time I was contemplating joining the Air Force immediately after uni. What happened was, during my youth service, I mingled a lot with a lot of military people. I was in and out of all the messes, you know, and my uncle then, he was in the army, you know, so I was in and out, and I made up my mind, well, maybe I should just join the Air Force. Of course, I knew I wasn't going to fly anywhere. At the very least, not anybody with my kind of eyesight, with myopia, would you put in a plane? As at that time, I think my glasses were about -8 or so. You don't want to put a man with man. You don't want to put a man -8 to fly a MiG. I want you to sit back. I just want to put a man -8 to go and fly a MiG. Or a TACOM. Is it TACOM or what's it called? TACOM, this new one that we just... Tucano.
Oh, Tucano.
Tucano.
Okay.
Every time I hear of Tucano, I think it's one of the Toyota brands. Yes, Tucano. It's a man with -8 to fly Tucano. So what we will do is, and I'm sure Sherif will also do that, is we'll try in the week to see if we can get somebody to educate us thoroughly. Indeed, I think that the Navy should jolly well have done that too, so that skeptics like us, you know, will be able to have a full understanding of what is going on. So that is what that is. The other issue that I just like, we're going to open our lines now, 0700 993 993 993. Is the female line working?
No, it's not.
Okay. And we'd like you to call in. You heard the news this morning about the NDDC report, and 13,777 projects awarded and have been uncompleted. But when you do call in, I know most of you have. Today is Friday. Don't take a paracetamol over somebody else's headache. Well, it's your headache too, but don't kill yourself. Let's just sit back and express ourselves and have fun, okay? So call from a quiet place, relax, and let us have your views on this. I think I'll take the first caller now. Hello, morning. Morning.
Hello, sir. Eku Jimmy.
Morning.
Good morning, sir.
Yes.
Sir.
Who is speaking?
It's Oladipo speaking from Orilegum.
Pastor.
Yes, sir.
Why didn't you put pastor in front? You can't hide. You can't hide.
Well, back to this issue of NDDC report. You see, because of Paddy Paddy, we've ruined the economy. Now, for me, even this minister himself that comes up with this report, is he not also culpable? What happened to Dr. Cairo and that report of Off Your Mic? I hope that is part of this, their audit they did. Because if it takes them this long years, you can imagine how people have built houses, bought cars at the expense of the life of those who are living in those that region.
Yes.
The purpose of that ministry has been defeated as far as I'm concerned. So if they give them 3%, they will still do the same thing. For me, the best thing the government can do now is to reshuffle that particular Niger Delta stuff. And they should remove all these party loyalists here and there. Otherwise, we'll continue to go the same route. Thank you, and God bless Nigeria.
God bless you too. I'd also like, when you call in, I'd like you to take note of this second paragraph that I read this morning. It says that let me start from the beginning. It says, President Muhammadu Buhari yesterday vowed to launch criminal investigation into 13,777 compromised projects of NDDC as he received the final report. He says he's going to go after all of them. But the PANDEF, which has stood as the forefront of agitation for the Niger Delta, they expressed indifference to the news of the submission of the report. Can anybody explain to me why that should be? I have a fair idea, but I want to listen to other people. Somebody made a veiled reference that he was sure that some members of the PANDEF probably will be caught up in all this. Most likely. But let's hear your views, because that really disappointed me. You can see, I have a knack of marking the papers. You can see that I circled it. And it says that they expressed indifference. I mean, is it that you don't believe the audit? You haven't seen it? Is it that you don't believe the audit, or you have no faith in those who carried out the audit? But they were also quick to say that they hoped that there will be no secret cows. Okay? We are talking $3 trillion here. Oh, equal Sheriff. This money plenty, man. $3 trillion is what we are talking about, and 13,777 projects. Both the sleeping MD and the tall man, the director, who said that when somebody asked for $1.5 billion, we were able to quickly arrange. I wish you could see me on YouTube. That was where he put his hands, where we were able to quickly arrange something. Ha! Like fella would say, just like that. Just like that. And from 2001, you have nothing to show for the $6 trillion, and the agitation continues. What an irony. What an irony. I'll pick another call. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Morning.
Hello, good morning, sir.
Morning, please go on.
My name is Adenosi Patrick.
Hey, where have you been? You've been in traffic.
I've been in the village. I've been in the traffic.
Yeah.
You've been in America.
You've been in America. Don't mind that. I was coming to... when the hurricane was coming, the Wasakru there. You left when you heard the hurricane was coming to Wasalo.
I ran for my life, sir.
Okay, I didn't see. Let's hear from you.
I believed in this country for too long.
Hmm.
3 days ago, sir, I lost hope completely.
Why?
Nigeria has gotten to the point that it can never be recovered. It's irrecoverable.
Why?
Just like you said earlier in the day, sir, most government projects are designed from the inception to fail, including NNDDC, Northeast, NNPC, all of them. But I want to especially look at the word corruption and beam a searchlight on NIMC, National Identification Number.
What happened?
In other crime, just like during the pandemic era, it was easy for other nations to be able to send support to their citizens because they had social security numbers. Our NIN is the Nigerian equivalent of the social security number of other countries. People are supposed to enroll here for free. But our citizens are paying to enroll. But to now make matters worse, sir, when you enroll, the center that is enrolling imputes your details, submits, and it's supposed to be automated. Right now, the system has been collapsed to manual that only one man, one person, is the one that is processing the registration of everyone. So now they have several thousands of backlogs of people who've been enrolled, who do not have NIN assigned to them. And you know the sad part of it, the Nigerian factor has set in. They have started collecting money from people to be able to make them have national identification number. I lost it completely. I don't believe in this country anymore. It's irrecoverable.
Okay, you can go back to America. Thank you. Adenosi, thank you very much. Adenosi, thank you very much. Let's take one more call. Then I need to read something out to you. Hello, good morning.
Hey, Uncle Jimmy.
Hey, who's this now?
Good morning, sir.
Morning, who's calling?
This is Chris.
Chris, okay, please go on.
No problem, my brother. For NDDC, this is 3 trillion, I mean 6 trillion you mentioned, right? Nothing will come out of it. This is what I call Bubuyaya. Most of them, the senators, I know one from my place, Senator Patrick Osakwe. There's a road that's supposed to go from Obiaroku to Onuabo. He is in charge then. He spent 12 years in that National Assembly. That road did not complete. They stopped at Iselegu Junction. You can see the mansion he built in his village, Ogilamai, there. I never stopped in front of that man for one day. So nothing will come out. Even though the present senators now, you hear the other one, they mention a name. The investigation will come out of it. The man will collapse. Will come out of it. The woman will slap somebody. Will come out of it. All this Bubuyaya. I call that Buhari should get people who fix Abuja to fix Niger Delta for us. One of his supporters said, you are calling somebody to come and sweep your compound for you. Nothing will come out of it. Because election, they come. They want to do as if they are working. Now, lie, you. Nothing will happen. Thank you.
All right. You know, Nigeria is a complex country. If you call somebody who fixed Abuja to come and fix, you say the same Nigerians will say he brought his own people from the north to. We are our own enemies. I keep saying this. The greatest problem of Nigerians are their immediate leaders. The greatest problem of Nigerians are their greatest, but their leaders are quick to point fingers at other people. I will say it over and over again. The problems in Lagos were not created, at least I know about Lagos, by anybody from the north. It's created by a fellow. The man who is claimed to be taking 15% of our taxes, is he a northerner? you know, who bought all the government assets and so on and so forth. So if we look at most of the contractors, a large part of these contractors who are involved in this 13,777 project, most of them will be from that region. And so they've done their own people in, you know. And I agree with Chris. Most likely nothing will come out of it. Politics will come into play. More so as we move towards 2023, all kinds of considerations will come in. Oh, it's political. Some of them will quickly decamp. All kinds of nonsense. Buhari can't come and do everything by himself. He's going to be needing people. And that's where the compromise will come in. It would end up being a charade. But I would love to be surprised. I would jolly well love to be surprised. Well, let's take some... You know, every Friday I like to read this philosophical thing on Harun Balogun's page, believe you me. Listen to this one. These are words of wisdom. And he says that, isn't it amazing how the Almighty always grants you ease right on time? You may not have all you desire, but he knows exactly how to meet your needs. He does it at the precise time when you feel you can't handle it anymore and you want to give up. Always trust his judgment. That's profound, isn't it?
Yes.
Isn't it amazing how the Almighty, you could say God, you could say Allah, or whatever, always grants you ease right on time. You may not have all you desire. Nobody has all he desires anyway. But he knows exactly how to meet your needs. Now, the most important thing in this is, sometimes our own needs are overreaching. Sometimes God in his wisdom knows that if I give this gentleman all these things that he's asking for, he'll go crazy or something will happen to him. So he measures it. He's measured. And what Mufti Menk is saying here is that he knows exactly how to meet your needs. Not the way you want it, but what is best for you that even you cannot recognize. I give you an example. There was a gentleman in a country, a very nice gentleman, well-respected and so forth, full chartered accountant, not even NICAN, not even NICAN, ECCA, you know, well. And then, what's that?
Yeah, 1 minute.
1 minute. Yeah, you spoil that now. You don't spoil everything. Okay. Dimitri says, I have to take a break. When I take a break, I'm going to come back to this, okay? We'll take a short break and then we'll be right back. Yeah, you welcome back to Daily Digest. So I was telling you this story about this gentleman, well qualified. I think he was a knight of the Catholic Church and so on and so forth. Doing very well. Then one day from nowhere, he was made a minister to a leader who compromised a lot. And that was it. So if he had prayed all along, I want to be a minister, and he didn't know, he got into trouble. It took a while for him to find out of it. But I'm sure he would have regretted ever taking up that offer. So that's why sometimes when we think of certain things, God in his wisdom will be saying, it will look so good, look so well, it will look so nice. God in his wisdom could be looking at you if you're lucky and say, Ele Imashemo, this one will go to jail. Let me stop him from doing it. So it's not as if God doesn't answer our prayers. It's just that you need to have that belief that he does the right things for you. And that's the essence of what Mufti Menk is saying. I think I should go on the pulpit one of these days, do you think, Sheriff?
I think so.
I feel like preaching a sermon once in a while.
It'd be really interesting.
You reckon? Mm. Okay, today's Friday. Let's see what Harun Balogun has for us. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 prospective brides or grooms. Okay, there's a Muslim male. He's 53. His genotype is AA. He's separated. And he's a teacher. He's based in Ogun State, and he needs a Muslim lady who is literate between the ages of 28 and 35, and is ready for marriage. This man is just 53, AA genotype separated. It doesn't say whether he has children or not, but he's ready to marry any woman between the ages of 28 and 35, and she must be a Muslim, and preferably a graduate. Graduate means degree. I don't know if it means OND or whatever, but it means degree. You understand, Philip? And Quran and Islamic knowledge. We have a 34-year-old Muslim gainfully employed and based in Abuja and wants a God-fearing Muslim as husband. He must be self-employed or gainfully employed, not more than 40, based in Abuja and ready for marriage. This woman is 34. Another female Muslim, she's 28. This one fits the bill well. Her genotype is AA from North Central. Wants a young man between the age of 35 and 45 as husband. He must be working and ready for marriage. Philip, are you 45 yet? No, okay. It's that time you know. Try this one at 28. The genotype is AA, so he's safe. No, I know you are married. I'm not asking you.
Okay.
What I don't know is if you want to take a second one.
No, I'm not interested.
Okay, so calm down.
You're not interested.
But you are allowed to have four wives.
I don't know about that.
But you're a Muslim now. You married according to Islamic whatever. You can take on four wives.
I can't.
You can't?
Mm-mm.
No, but you're allowed to.
I don't know about being allowed to.
The there will be no family meeting over you if you show up tomorrow with a fine babe and say, I want to marry the second wife.
Mm.
Nobody can stop you.
No, they will stop me.
No, the quadri family will be behind you.
They will stop me.
So will I.
They will stop me. So will I, exactly.
A Muslim male, 40, AA genotype, civil servant, divorced with one kid. He did not tell us what led to his divorce. Divorced with one kid, based in Kaduna, wants a God-fearing Muslima for marriage, preferably between 30 and 35, and she must be ready to relocate. Now, we have a Muslim female, 36, civil servant, based in Southwest, searching for a Muslim man with the fear of God from the Southwest. Is there any Muslim man that will not have the fear of God? Isn't it a given?
No, it's not. Too.
You have some Muslims
out there. What do you mean? You have plenty of people now claiming to be religious.
And they do. And then you have some people who are not religious but have the fear of God.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. You have some people who they don't go to church, they don't work, but they have the fear of God.
Mm-hmm.
And you have some who even pastors serve. Yes, mm-hmm. I agree with you. A 50-year-old Muslima, gainfully employed, that's this 50-year-old woman, based in Lagos, wants a God-fearing Muslim as husband, whether divorced or widower. That is, she doesn't want to be second. She doesn't want to be number two, just as long. So he should be either divorced or widower, and he must be self-employed from any part of Nigeria and be ready for marriage. Now, you can... If you read the Vanguard, you'll find how you can get in contact with these people. I'm not about to reveal everything, so go get yourself a copy of the Vanguard, and you can. And also, then, if you are looking for a partner, if you're a Muslim, that is, you've been given the numbers that you can call or send SMS to. Right, let's take some of the reactions again to some of the stories that we've had today. Hello, good morning.
Hey.
Kelvin. Anna.
I greet you.
How are you?
God be the glory.
Which one are you talking about now? Is it the NDDC? Or which one?
I'm telling you, we have a lot of disappointing characters in the public space. When that issue of Off Your Mic came up.
Yes.
It was just too comical to me. Somebody was collapsing here. You were holding his neck. You want to kill him more. You were holding him on, and you say he's collapsing. You were gathering around him, not to allow air to blow the person. And he's dying. It was so comical to me. We progress in error have been issued by setting up an interim board. The act that set up the NDDC does not allow for that at all.
Okay.
Does not even allow for a sole administrator. So what was the need? That was why the fugitive had the ghost of who thought. And he was right. That if you don't set up board, they will start blowing pipelines and all that. because you have to set up a board. And you went to have an interim committee. It was an interim committee that did all those shenanigans, all those things we saw. Not the real board, just interim. That did all those things, all those drama we saw, up your mind, this and that. Very sad country. Fela once told us one day in the shrine that corruption has become a title. It has gained a title in Nigeria. As you give people chief and all those things, corruption don't get its own title.
Don't get your title.
That is where we're headed. It's sad. But I don't know whether anything is going to come out of this anyway. So many lines of issues that have come up in the past. At the end of the day, you know, it ended up in the brick wall. We didn't hear anything again.
But
the disaster of Nigeria. What I've always said is this, and I think the vice president, who I have so much respect for, alluded to that some time ago. Why can't we have a system that will make it difficult to steal? It is clear we cannot fight corruption. So let us build out a system that will make it very difficult to dip your hand in the cookie jar. If we do that, I think we have made 80% progress in this fight. Because wanting to come and carry somebody every day, or you stole money, go to court yesterday at the end of the day, you know, that has not helped us. You wanted to ask me something?
Yes, I wanted to ask you, why do you think PANDEF was indifferent to this investigation? Why did they say the PANDEF was indifferent? I would have thought that PANDEF would have been happy.
What?
You know, let me read the report to you again. The report says that this came as the Pan-Niger Delta Forum, PANDEF, expressed indifference to news of the submission of the report. Why do you think that happened? Why do you think they were indifferent?
It's not far-fetched. It's not far-fetched what you alluded earlier on. I don't want to start analyzing anything slow. It's not going to paralysis. But the position they took is not far from what you alluded earlier on.
Yes.
That's the thing. There's no need of analyzing anything there. It is clear.
I mean, so who don't go yet. You can't escape. Who is going to bail the cat in this
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that can't we find a way to make corruption unattractive in terms of making it difficult to steal?
Hey, that's a tall order, because the people who we expect to do that are also praying to God. They are fasting and praying that they have also have an opportunity to get close.
We have to find a way around it. We can do it in terms of, you know, science and technology. There's a way we can do it.
Because why do you think people do Thanksgiving when they are giving appointments? You meet director of NDDC on Sunday, you go and do Thanksgiving, you give your choice organ, you give them this, you give them that. It's become a mindset. It's become, I don't know who's going to bail the cat.
Well, it's what we're in already. I know that the vice president alluded to something like that. And he said it that time, and I thought he would take it up, he would bring it up from there. Because if that is done, if you really want to go and take something from there, it will be difficult to take it. You won't have access to it. You won't have access to that money. It can be done. If we don't do it, Uncle Jimmy will be paraphrased. Because even the ministers, I know some ministers that their cases was dropped because they want to become ministers in this cabinet. Their cases were dropped. You guys were embarrassed in the court. They were in the court waiting for the man. They said, this case has been dropped. The federal court has dropped this case. We know that. We've done it on mission list. Sad.
Okay, Calvin.
Let me go prepare for the match. We have a match today.
What time is the match? Nigeria is playing who now?
Liberia. Yes.
We go beat those ones now, Abi. Okay, you don't go. Don't before clock beat the match. You don't go see them now.
We can go arrange myself now, because I don't understand what's in the talk. Say they don't want crowd, or they don't want some people. They don't want this and that. And
you must stay inside the stadium to look that match. Okay. All right, Nigeria plays today. We play Liberia, is that right?
That's right.
We play Liberia today, and I think it's 4 o'clock. Would it be 4 o'clock?
5
o'clock, World Cup qualifier.
That's right.
I watched Belgium yesterday. Lukaku is my new whatever now. He was just too good to be true. Okay, so let's take more calls. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Morning, who's calling?
God bless you, sir.
Yes.
Yeah, it's Comrade. Are you hearing me, sir?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Comrade Koboko, may God bless you and Sheriff.
Yes.
Continue telling us truth. You were hot this morning, and Sheriff was hot on Monday. But I want to digress more, if you can allow me to digress.
Okay, it's Friday. Why not?
I've never gotten my NIL because I have gone three places. One place, they need 5,000. Another place, they need 8,000. Another place, they need 4,000. And they say now free. So I want to tell you that after they give all these Boko Haram and terrorists that they are referring to bandits now, unless they give them NIL, the fire will collect my own. Are you hearing me? So another digress was this vaccine. I'm not, and now Chukwu Amadu had a worship. I know they go to church. I never go back for 2 years because my wife is dealing with POS and I have Venza. So nothing concerns me unless I want to go to China to import material. That's why
Okay. Now, this is a crank call, I think. Okay, let's take another call. That's a crank call. My apologies for that. It didn't quite catch him early enough. Hello, good morning.
Morning, sir.
Morning, how are you?
Chiaro Joza.
Fine, who's this? This is the ambassador.
Is this ambassador? Okay. Yes,
sir.
I'm a hanker. I should be to daddy. Your dialship is coming on, honestly.
Yeah, let's get your contribution quickly. People are waiting.
I'm not surprised. You know what I know, Uncle Jimmy.
I don't know what you know now. How can I know?
Why did give me out this contract, Uncle Jimmy? You know how this contract come out? Before I can get contract, some people for bank, or go allow your sheku, just to get a contract. What do you expect after pay the first payment? That will go through property. That's this. And they get away with this. Joshua Benis is 1970. It's happening. When others are not being brought to book, how do we do it now? It's like collecting contract. It's like, if you want to collect contract, 1 million, 100 million, you will use almost 40 million to sacrifice, to do green pocket, everything.
Collect
six. Look, that's the problem. That's
okay.
The corruption. Even present friends, our president to collect it.
Okay, all right, thank you. Can we still have another one, please? Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, sir.
Morning, who's calling?
Yeah, Mr. Beers, I'm calling from Badagry.
Morning, Mr. Beers, how are you?
Yes, I'm fine, thank you. Well, the issue is very clear. Just like you have local government, when money is being given to the states, the money does not filter down to the local government. Somewhere along the line, the law money needs. That is how it is with the NDC. Why Pandev is especially sceptic? We know the issue about related to government. It could be a kind of political victimization. We were here when Chukwuma, the former minister of state for petroleum, when they said 21 billion was withdrawn for the national from the NNPC account. The president was in London and Sarata. Do we interrogate issues? The money just got that way. He wrote to the president, say, why must this managing director sign this money without my consent? They waved it, and say you must cooperate with him. Are we not in this country? Now it's there because it's NDDC. All of us now are shouting, especially those of you, Uncle Jimmy, who are just pro-this government. This you want to make mountain out of Mori. What is so special about it? Nobody trusts anything that the government does. It's an act of victimization. Look at this man. What is his name? The Minister of Financial Data. He knows why. He knows the baggage he's carrying, and he's the one that carried out this forensic audit. Is it clean? Good morning.
Yeah, no, you can't say that about... Akwabio, please, when you come on radio, let's mind our language. You can't determine if somebody is clean or not. You don't, nothing, as far as I'm concerned, he's not been jailed for corruption. It's not, so keep these feelings to yourself, please. And please be careful how you do speak in public. So I do apologize on your behalf to the Minister of the Niger Delta. Okay, we just have about five more minutes there, about 5-7 more minutes. And so let me quickly, we'll take one more call, but before then, tomorrow at 8 o'clock, we're going to have GT Ogunye, and we are going to look at this issue of judgment shopping, you know, that is causing a lot of concern in both the bench and the bar. So we have GT Ogunye. GT Ogunye is a Lagos lawyer, is well known for his views. And so he'll take us through about 50 minutes or thereabout and explain a few things to us. So we're in for another lecture tomorrow. Okay? Please, one more time, when you do call in, there are rules to everything. And I will not preside over a lawless forum. And I don't want people to get to a point where we will decide that we don't want to take phone calls anymore. because I could jolly well do that on my program, and you have to listen to me for 55 minutes. When you call, comport yourself, you know, and choose your language carefully. Let me tell you a trick about public speaking. There are some, the things that you don't say sometimes are heavier than the things that you say. The things that you claim ignorance about sometimes are heavier than the things you claim you claim that you know. So let's learn the art of public speaking and not speaking in what I will call a rascally manner. One more time, I apologize to the Honorable Minister. Let's take one call. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Good morning, Uncle.
Morning. Morning.
Hello.
Morning.
Yes, my name is David. I'm calling from Ajah.
Is your name Baby or David?
David.
Oh, David. I thought you said your name was Baby. So that's between you and your wife or you and your girlfriend. So I thought you said your name was Baby.
Yes, Uncle Jimmy, please, I have a report. No, it's still in line with this corruption and, you know, how greedy we are in this country.
Mm.
I got a job with the Lagos State government, a teaching job,
yes,
actually. So on our application letter, we were asked to backdate it 3 months earlier.
Mm.
We did. And the, what's it called, they gave to us, the employment letter was as well backdated to 3 months earlier.
Yes. Yes.
So we started the job last month, September. We were supposed to be paid for September. We know how it is. Like the 3 months, I believe it's theirs. I don't know what they want to do with that. And now the salary, the September salary is still in question. Now we went to Alauta. I went to
All right. Alauta. See, okay. Excuse me, sir. Can you send this to me in a mail so that I can understand? Well, you didn't discuss the topic that we are discussing. Two, you've taken more than a minute. Three, if I keep listening to you, the techers will physically throw me out of this studio. Okay? So send me a mail on this and we'll know what to do. I'll take my last caller for the day. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, yes.
My name is Chief Daniel.
I was just thinking of you, you know, just about half an hour ago. How are you, sir?
So God be the glory, sir.
Yes.
The issue of corruption in this country is a part of us now, whether anybody likes it or not.
Mm.
I listened to my jolly good friend, Kelvin, when he spoke a while ago.
Yes.
I expected him to be able to advise or suggest what he meant by making corruption unattractive.
Yes.
Many of us shy away from it. We just do not feel too bold to say it. Elsewhere, those who have been able to make corruption unattractive, we know the measures they have taken.
Yes.
Even though the United Nations has kicked against such responses in terms of capital punishment.
Yes.
Those who are going to enforce the law, their hands must be first of all clean. Because a hand that is soaked in oil cannot begin to look for either detergent or one bar soap to wash the hand. You see, it's unfortunate. What is happening in some of those institutions is like as if they are set up to just satisfy some people or pay some people, whether politically or otherwise.
Yes.
There's no government of the day that is not aware about the kind of corruption going on in some of those, whether you call them parastatals or whatever names you want to call them.
Mm-hmm.
But are they meant, were they instituted and then put people there to just go and shop? Is the cookie jar just kept there and say, okay, you all for supporting us or for working, go there and shop?
Mm-hmm.
Some of these persons, are they not corrupt? Uncle Jimmy, it's a very difficult thing. Corruption, I do not know. When this administration was to come on board, many of us were so much in support of this administration because of one person, not the rest of them. With the mind that he would have been coming for because of his antecedents to actually fight corruption. But what we have today, what is being exposed today, even though it didn't start today, I do not know whether our children... Go and interview the young man who is not in government yet. His intention is to get there tomorrow. Let him go and take his own share.
God bless all, Fabeng.
Okay, and thank God bless everybody. And on that note, I'd like to thank everybody. I'd like to thank Sheriff for being my Agakwata Kwata today here tomorrow. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Sir. How do you translate that in English? We'll be seeing you. I gotta go. So tomorrow, don't forget tomorrow, 8 o'clock, not 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock. Jiti Ogunye will be here in the studio and will be, talking about judgment shopping in Nigeria. Okay. After that, the next time you hear my voice, in by grace of God, will be Tuesday morning at 7 o'clock. I'll see you then. Bye. Okay.
Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.